Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Love, love is strange. Lot of people take it for a game.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Stephen Moore, Chief Economist for the Heritage Foundation. That's heritage.org, right, Steve?
You got it.
Heritage.org, a great organization I've been telling you about for a long time, since I've been broadcasting. I've actually broadcast from their offices before. And Steve is the co-author of the new book, An Inquiry into the Nature and Causes of the Wealth of States, which is a play on Adam Smith's seminal work, the same book by The Wealth of Nations. That's his book, and so this is all about this.
Jim, do you know what year the Wealth of Nations was published?
1776.
You got it. Was that a great year or what? The Declaration of Independence and the Wealth of Nations.
It is. A copy of a full annotated version of that book is sitting on my desk with dog ears and post-it notes and underline. It's a hard book to read, but it's like a Bible to free marketers.
It is, and what we tried to do in this book was say, look, the same principles that hold for why countries, nations get rich, also holds true for states. And one of the things, you're there, I think you live in Alabama, don't you, Jim?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One of the things we found is there's a migration of political and economic and power. The kind of geographical center of balance in this country has shifted to the south because the southern states are getting
tight. Let me tell you something though. I want to talk to you about a trend that I've seen. I want to get your thoughts on this. Years ago, over the last 15 or 16 years, I've reported on all of the small businesses that left California and moved to Colorado, all the people who left California to get away from the regs and everything, moved to Colorado. In that same period of time, Colorado became not shifted from being a red state to a blue state.
Yeah.
Is there any connection? I tell Governor Perry, you're going to California, selling Californians to come to Texas, you might want to be careful about that. Here's another thing. North Carolina, Virginia used to be solidly red states. They no longer are because people from the Northeast have moved down there. What do you think about that?
Yeah, there's some truth to that. That's the one danger here. We would hope that, these Northerners would assimilate into the Southern,
that's not how
free
it
enterprise
works.
Culture. sometimes it does, but you're right. I mean, the same thing's happened in New Hampshire. New Hampshire's the live free or die state. It has neither an income nor a sales tax. But what happens is all the people from Massachusetts, move into New Hampshire, and they've turned it into a purple state too. So there is a danger. But the good news is, states like Texas. I mean, Texas keeps gaining 4 or 5 congressional seats every 10 years. I mean, it's growing so fast. So its political power is growing. And look, the southern states are doing it right. That's the thing. My dream in the book that we talk about is that the entire South, all Dixie, all the way from Florida all the way to Oklahoma, that all of those states become a giant no income tax zone. Wouldn't that be something?
Yep, absolutely. And most of them are right to work states too, aren't they?
Oh yeah. So there would be a right to work zone, and then if we get Alabama and Louisiana and Georgia to eliminate their income tax, and we've got a movement to do that in almost every state, can you imagine how fast the South would grow?
There are some other areas in the country that are coming around. I mean, am I correct? If my memory serves, Michigan has now become a right-to-work state?
It has.
If Michigan can become a right-to-work state, anything can happen.
You're right, because that's the cradle of unionism, right? And the AFL-CIO. And by the way, Michigan and Indiana are doing pretty well now. So because they became right to work, they are actually growing. And these other states like New York and Connecticut and Illinois and California, they're either going to have to change their policies or they're going to get blended out.
We've got to look to the states, Steve, don't we? To be the future of America. The policies and the successes of what happens in the states have got to become the building blocks of the future of America. What do you think?
You're exactly right. And you know what? With respect to something like Obamacare, you know what we ought to do is repeal Obamacare and let the states figure it out. The states will figure out health care just like they did welfare reform in the 90s. Let
absolutely
the states do it. Yep.
Absolutely. Hey, Steve, congratulations on your new book. Safe travels, and come back again real soon.
Thanks, Jim. Have a great weekend.
Stephen Moore, ladies and gentlemen, the co-author of An Inquiry into the Nature and Causes of the Wealth of States, a brand new book that he co-authored with Arthur Laffer and a couple of other guys. I'm Jim Blasingame. I got to go for this hour. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.